Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Money, Hugh?
Follow the cash, man. You always follow the cash.
Always. Like. Always do. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. You follow the quarterbacks, because the quarterbacks, they always have good insight on the quarterbacks. Can we hear from one before we go back to the phone lines? Let's hear from Donovan McNabb yesterday, because a lot of people want to bring up the coaching staff, and it sounds like Donovan has some frustration with the coaching staff as part of all this. Here's Donovan yesterday in the afternoon show.
But I just don't see any creativity in this offense. And when you don't have any creativity in this offense, your play-action game is null and void. Because when we do run the ball with Saquon, there's no running lane. And so I'm big on the attempt of how many times we run the football. Well, at some point, you got to have an explosive run play in there. And to be honest, the offensive line is not opening up enough holes where we can get Saquon to be able to burst through and get one-on-one versus the linebacker or safety. I mean, we ran the, what was that, third and short play? And he ran in the back of the offensive lineman that was getting pushed. Yeah. And so it's when I look at this offense, and everybody wants to look at, obviously, A.J. not getting attempts or Jalen's not throwing them the football. This offense is boring. And Drew Brees said it on ESPN, it is boring. I mean, from the offense that I've come from and the offenses that I see all across the league, this offense is I don't know if he's trying to be methodical, meaning, hey, put yourself in second and medium situation and third and short, instead of where's the explosive play? Where's the post and corner combo? Where is getting Jalen on the corner and throwing it back to a guy that's 25, 30 yards downfield? I don't see that.
Well, I mean, there's not much of that. And in terms of explosive plays, Hugh, there's not. I mean, every boring is the word Drew Brees used. He referenced it a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't wrong. I mean, it is this year it's been a boring offense.
Yeah, and you wonder why that is, because guess what? Last year it was somewhat boring. We started out trying to throw the football. And you know what? This is where the reckless speculation comes in. Because now, I just thought about something.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm serious. Because think about the training camps that we had. Think about the training camp we had before we went to the Super Bowl. And how Elliot was talking about how Jalen was throwing the ball all over the schoolyard. And you know, he looked great in practice, and you know,
he set the record. I mean, for the least interceptions or consecutive streak.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That's Coach Goober's first year, correct?
It was last year. Yeah, his only year.
We went into that first game in Green Bay, trying to establish the passing game, didn't work for whatever reason, right? So we go to the running game, and the running game bails us out, right? So the next week, we tried to do the same thing. Isn't that the week we lost to Atlanta?
It was, week 2.
We lost to Atlanta, but we tried to throw the ball.
We tried for the first month to throw the ball.
Yes.
And then we stopped that.
And you know what that kind of – and again, there are so many different intangibles that go into that. But it has me thinking, because Coach Goober came from an offense where Dak Prescott lit it up, so much so that they got him out of there because he was a threat to take the starting coaching job, right? And he comes here – and he tries to establish a passing game and we couldn't do it, so we just leaned into the run. Like, I mean, I don't know what's to believe, but think about that for a minute. The fact that this to me adds credence to the story of what it looks like in practice is not what it looks like in the game. You see what I'm saying?
But why would that be?
I don't know.
So my theory is
I don't know. I'm recklessly speculating.
Well, my theory is it's being too risk averse. Instead of just pulling the trigger and throwing the football, maybe similar to practice, we don't want to throw a pick, and then we're not moving the ball.
I don't know if it's that simple, because Jalen wins. Like this is the one fact. The Eagles win.
And
he's the signal caller. He's the trigger puller.
Well, he didn't pull the trigger.
but when he does pull the trigger, we win. You can't argue. Okay.
They win even when he doesn't pull the trigger. They just win.
Okay, let's just say, win is a quarterback stat. Mm-hmm. It's a quarterback stat. It is a quarterback stat, mm-hmm. and Jalen's won a lot of games. Mm-hmm. I know y'all want to push back on it, but I know y'all want to push back on it.
You want it to be a quarterback stat.
No,
and
it
I
is
understand a
quarterback
lot of people
stat.
Do.
It is.
Over a long enough period of time.
It's a quarterback stat.
Not game to game.
It is a quarterback stat.
Was it a quarterback win last week? No. Was it a quarterback win against Green Bay?
It was
no. Come on, Hugh.
It was. Listen, I hear you, Kyle, and I acknowledge you.
You don't hear me.
I do hear you, and I acknowledge you. But that is not the case. That is not
what you're saying is not the case.
It is the case.
That was not a quarterback win last week. It wasn't one against Green Bay. They scored 10 and 16 points.
Just because you're yelling at me does not make you right.
Yes, it does.
It does not. It is a quarterback stat.
But it's not really.
It is. Listen. The one thing, and this is why I'm gonna tell you, this is why people get mad, because it feels like for him the baby is split. Anybody else it matters, except for him. Now I know that there are certain challenges that Jalen faces, and there's a certain people out there that feel that Jalen is benefiting tremendously from the talent that he has around him. That's neither here nor there. I can say that about a few quarterbacks in the NFL, but the bottom line is this. He wins games. He wins games.
The Eagles win games.
He wins games, and for whatever reason, there's a disconnect somewhere. Mm. And I'm not saying he's all of it, but it's foolish to think that he's not a part of it.
But it's also kind of disrespectful to what the defense did the last 2 weeks.
It is.
When
it
you
is.
Say that the wins are Jalen Hurts' stat last week, they're defensive wins the last 2 weeks.
That's the defense.
Wins are a defense stat, Hugh.
Listen,
I could just as easily turn around and say it, and it's more valid because that's what happened the last 2 weeks.
I'm going to clean it up a little bit. But it used to be an old saying where defense wins championships, right? And the quarterback gets to go home with the prom queen. Mm. That's just how it is. And any dyed-in-the-wool defensive player knows what that's about. You've never heard, like, this is the difference between offense and defense, right? You've never heard of defensive controversies where dudes don't like, if dudes don't like each other on defense, they just don't like each other.
Yeah.
They work that to their advantage on Sunday.
Yeah, to use the aggression, take it on the team.
Yeah, we take it on the team. Offensive players, this is where you have all this going on.
Can I just give a quick example of why it's hard for me to sign off on the quarterback as a win-loss stat? Or you know, wins or a quarterback stat. I'm going to give you two quarterback days. One was a loss and one was a win. And this is why it's hard for me. Let's start with the win. Wins are a quarterback stat, right? According to Hugh Douglas. 14 of 28, 63.8 passer rating, 135 yards passing, zero touchdowns passing.
Oh, that's a win.
10 carries, 31 yards.
That's a win. That's a win.
That was Jalen 2 nights ago.
That's what I'm saying. That's a win.
That's a win. Let me give you a loss, okay? 27 of 37, 329 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, no picks, 136 passer rating, 11 carries for 68 yards. That was Josh Allen against the Chiefs in the game where they came back for 13 seconds.
Yeah. But
one guy lost, one guy won.
It was a hell of an effort, but he still lost.
That's why I can't sign off.
You are.
I can't. This is not. You can't do that.
It's not. I don't make these rules, guys. It's been like this forever.
There is no rule.
It is when it comes to that.
This is your opinion.
It's not my opinion.
Yes, it's not. You're the one sitting here telling me that wins are a quarterback stat. Is that not your opinion?
A quarterback stat. No question
about
it.
That's your opinion.
Ask anybody.
No.
Except for y'all two.
Okay. Hey, Joe. Wins a quarterback stat?
Joe.
No.
You said ask anybody.
No. Don't ask Joe. But it is a quarterback stat.
But what do you do with extreme examples like this? We just, like, I can't look at one and say, that's a winning day and that's a losing day.
You look at him and you say, in the losing effort, you're like, man, that was a phenomenal effort.
Yeah.
To help get your team back into it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't enough.
But he played more than well enough to win. His team lost.
So are you saying their quarterback's losses too?
All day.
Okay.
I mean, it goes both ways.
How about maybe the team, you know, puts together 60
defense,
minutes and wins games?
As a defender,
didn't
your
you play
job,
defense?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And I tell you, and this is what, that's why I'm telling you. I remember, you know, you talk about when N'Kobe Dean said the other day, when he said the defense felt like he felt like they were disrespecting offense.
Mm-hmm.
Offense is still a part of your family, right? Even right. though they're dysfunctional.
Uh-huh.
And you know that.
Uh-huh.
I remember vividly when Emmett Thomas was the defensive coordinator. Going into defensive meetings before the game, and he said, "Hey, you know what the offense is going to do? Probably not going to score a whole
yeah,
lot of points."
So I'm glad you brought that story up, Hugh. You had some of the worst quarterbacks in the history of the franchise.
And guess
playing
what?
That.
And guess what? Believed in every last one of them, knowing that we weren't going to get a whole lot.
But
from
if we're comparing this to that, we've got a problem.
But unfortunately, that's what N'Kobe Dean was saying. That's what has been happening in the defense meeting. Now, it might not be that heavy-handed.
It better not
it's
be.
Not that,
My
it's probably
goodness.
Not that heavy-handed. But I can almost assure you that Coach Vic Fangio is in that meeting talking about, hey, we gotta tighten up. They didn't play like a team. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you now, because I'm trying to drop something
the
on
wheels
you.
Are turning. I'm thinking about something else.
No,
go ahead,
but listen to what I'm trying to tell you. They came out on short rest and played like their hair was on fire. They were stifling. They were suffocating. They were every word you could use except choke somebody out. That's what that defense was the other day. Because they know that their offense is sputtering.
Well, let me throw this in there. This happens from time to time with teams. I wonder, you know, we've focused every part of our thoughts the last few days on the offense is frustrated with Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, receivers, maybe coordinators. You calling someone a snitch.
I know where you're going, Joe.
Well, I'm
it's not in the defensive player's DNA.
Well, no. This happens sometimes. There are teams that have infighting between the offense and the defense because the defense feels like they're getting hung out to dry.
It's not, I don't think.
Well, all right, so that's your theory, but I can recklessly
I've been
speculate.
On yes, you can.
I mean,
yes,
N'Kobe Dean.
I'm proud of you.
N'Kobe Dean cleaned it up. But what we all heard what he said, that basically Dan Campbell, by going for those fourth downs, was disrespecting the Eagles' offense because he just basically thought, well, we'll get the ball right back. And guess what? He was kind of right the whole night.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't convert any of them, so you could say Campbell was a moron, but it didn't. The Eagles didn't get blown out. If the Eagles' offense was playing well, they would have blown them out, right?
You're right, you're right.
He gave them the ball in the
you're
50
right.
half the game, and they only scored 16 points.
You're right.
If I'm the defense, I'm like, Moy, I'm tired.
Nah.
Help me out, guys.
Nah. You go do your job.
Okay.
My first year here, that was what we did every week. First year. That's what we did every week.
I don't think you realize how bad the offense was.
Oh, no, it was.
It was
but because one week it was Bobby Horn. I used to hear stories since we're here now, and I don't care what Bobby think. They used to say Bobby be in the huddle, like crying. Like, come on, guys. Like, you know, help me out.
Oh, God.
And they were like, dog, you're holding the ball too long. Like, what
you stink, man.
What did you do?
All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. And then we got to hear what Jaws said, because Jaws' root of his frustration is on something else entirely than just the way Jalen's playing. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Tuesday, man.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Guys, I want to throw something out there before I get into this. So love, hate. I already won, so I can't be eligible. Mm-hmm. But I definitely got to love, hate. You know, like, let me explain this to you. A parent's love to your child is just, you know, undeniable. You got to love them. But then, you know, sometimes the parents get on your skin. And what that reminds me of is just Kyle and his dad. And speaking of which, we haven't heard from his dad lately. So
yeah, that is a love-hate. I mean, clearly there's love for his son, but you could feel the hate when the guy calls in. It's there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yeah, Kyle, be nicer to your dad. Let's talk about some truths, though.
Okay.
Hugh, I know you love talking about truth, but I'm talking about real truth, not just opinion nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is the team is 8-2. The truth is this is 1 year after winning Super Bowl, and
yes.
Jalen Hurts was named Super Bowl MVP.
Yes, he was.
The Use truth that is the Eagles times. Have already won the NFC East and are back-to-back years, which we know that's hard to do, but this is the first time that that's happened in the NFC East since 2004.
That's right. We raised the banner. We already raised that banner.
So, like, the truth is Jalen has not had any multiple turnover games this year. Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Jared Goff, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, whatever
you want to call
him. He's Hubert this week.
They can't say that, guys. The truth is, he's only turned the ball over 3 times in 10 games. The truth is, we're winning. So why are we whining? Are we bored? Hall of Fame Hugh tells us every single week when it benefits his take, but a win is a win. So, but no, we need to get all cranked up and burn down the nice house that we're living in. And, you know, like, we just can't have anything nice. And I'm going to recklessly speculate now because I know what's behind all of this. So I'm going to recklessly speculate and say we've been infiltrated by Cowboy fans, distracting us from the real story, one being Dallas Douglas, who's on the air today, because we're playing those lousy Dallas Cowboys this week, which is a complete disaster. Jerry Jones looks like he's already got 2 feet in the upper room. Like, I don't know if you guys saw him on last night, but
yeah, he looked a little pasty.
Frail,
yeah.
Like peaking. He looks like he's about Gonzo. But we're busy throwing shade at our own house. Let's remember important things in these tough times, especially during Dallas week, guys. Dallas sucks.
Well, we can never forget that, Chris. I mean, that is important to remember. Chris, good phone call. We appreciate it.
I got to push back a little bit, though, because it's not like we're not fabricating this. We're reacting to what's being said.
Well, they're frustrated within that building.
It's almost the equivalent of, say, if you're married. Well, and some of you are. If you buy your wife or you get the bathroom refurbished and you get her the toiletries and all the amenities that she wanted in the bathroom, gold fixtures and all of this stuff. And now, after you've done all that, she start complaining about the kitchen. It's kind of the same thing. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, we just got the bathroom done. What are you doing?
So, who's Jalen in this?
Who's Jalen?
Yeah, I like Jalen, the analogy.
The fans. The fans are the people that. Wait a minute, I messed this analogy up. No, the Eagles are.
Who's the wife?
The Eagles are the wife.
Eagles are the wife.
And we are the people that have, like, Jalen's the who's fixing Jalen? The bathroom.
You're drowning right now.
No.
What is this?
Hey, Kyle. I had it in my head. It worked. It worked out well.
You're too far gone now.
It was like, I got to power through this one. I got to power through. But the bottom line is, we're not satisfied. That's the Eagles are the wife that's not satisfied.
And we want Thanksgiving back.
Yeah, they took it from me, dog. I just gave up. I walk in the building this morning. We got Christmas lights up. We got the sister station.
Don't be a Grinch.
No, but we got the sister station. Doing Christmas carols and stuff right
now.
Yeah,
of course.
It's terrible.
I want to apologize to you. I let you drown there. I thought maybe you had it, and then I realized 10 seconds.
I tied it back in. You missed it.
I was laughing too hard.
I missed it.
I'm not sure I get it, but I got it.
No, because Jalen's the husband.
Okay,
Jalen's the husband, and he fixed the bathroom. The bathroom, and the metaphorically speaking in this sense, is the 8-2, right? And the Eagles are the wife because they complaining. We're not complaining. Yeah, metaphorically speaking.
Well, we kind of are complaining. Some of us are.
Well, I'm not complaining. You complain.
Well, I see. So I have frustrations with the offense.
A win is a win.
Oh, stop that. And now we're going back to the quarterback wins.
I'm just saying, man. It is what it is.
You got to stop.
You don't want to hear it, but it's the truth.
You got to stop.
The truth.
It's not. I mean, we could say it, but it's not the truth. All right, Joe in Mayfair is up. Hey, Joe.
Happy holidays, guys. This is really great, fun radio to listen to, but it's asinine. Matt Stafford wet the bed against the Seahawks. He got the win. Lamar Jackson wet the bed against the Cleveland Browns. He got the win. But Matt Stafford hasn't won the Super Bowl the last couple of years. He was Lamar Jackson. You know, I'm pretty mad, guys. I'm mad that Jordan Mailata has not been half the player as he was last year, every week. I'm mad that our offensive line's hurt every week. I'm mad that A.J. Brown is 77th out of 79th out of getting separation every week. I'm mad that Saquon Barkley can't get a hole to run through most of the time. But that's Jalen's fault. Let's stop. It is asinine that everything's on the quarterback again. Can you imagine if the quarterback was trying to put a square peg in a round hole every single week and force-feeding A.J. Brown, who can't get separation of the ball 11 times? Can you imagine the interceptions that would be thrown by now?
It'd be bad. I agree with that. I'm with you on A.J. Yeah.
How come we can't be aggravated and mad that our offensive coordinator and head coach can't put our prime time supposed players in positions to get separation or to get them through? You ever see Nacua come in motion and go between the guard and the tackle to get some separation? You ever seen that?
See it all the time. McVay's one of the best coaches in the league. I mean, that's the difference.
We don't see that, but I'm angry that we don't do any of that. How come we can't put Tank Bigsby in motion going one way instead of, you know, Devontae Smith, who never gets the ball behind the line of scrimmage, to run this direction and have Saquon go the other way to confuse the team? Oh, we don't do any of that stuff. We are so predictable that the Detroit Lions with Ham and Egger cornerbacks played man-to-man and said, hey, Devontae, you're a pencil. You're not getting bias. Hey, AJ, your hamstrings are shot. You can't get separation. You're shot. Or you don't complete route. So we don't care if you get behind us because you're not going to keep running. But that's the quarterback's fault. It's the quarterback's fault that we're not running 7 to 10 RPOs a game where Jalen has a lane and goes with Saquon a little bit and keeps the ball, because we're trying to preserve the quarterback, or he had a concussion last year against Washington.
So, Joe, you bring up a lot of fair things here.
It's not just Jalen's fault. It's not. Why can't we be angry at other positions?
We can. But my question is this.
Go ahead.
Why aren't they doing this? Now, I don't have the answer. I mean, we're all saying the same thing. That I agree with a lot of what you're saying there, especially the way AJ's played, the predictability, the routes.
Are you ready?
Let me finish before you answer. Because we haven't done this stuff for a while. Like, someone over there is saying they're frustrated at Jalen. It kind of speaks to they think he is part of the issue, even though he's none of the issues you're speaking about directly.
I think that Jalen's demeanor over the last 4 to 6 games has not been good. His energy level has not been good. You can see that part of it. But I will explain to you that when your car and your engine is not sufficient to go on a 1,000-mile drive from here to Orlando, you can't do it. When the Eagles' offensive line has had one game the entire year where they've all played together, you have the MVP of the league last year in Saquon Barkley. Can't find a hole to run through to get into the secondary. But it's Jalen's fault. Why aren't we more angry that we can't open up lanes to get a 2,000-yard back into the secondary on a consistent basis? To me, that's more getting angry at than a quarterback who protects the ball. And by the way, the last two games, how many sacks has Jalen Hurts taken? One. Oh, he's taken too many sacks. Now he's cleaned that up. You know why he was angry on Monday? Because I had to force feed a crybaby who can't get separation 11 passes, and he took us completely out of what we wanted to do.
Well, that was true.
That was ridiculous. Quarterback's taken all this criticism when your O-line sucks, completely sucks, And your receiver doesn't complete routes on a consistent basis. So if I was a quarterback, I wouldn't trust him either. And that's why the relationship's broken. I don't trust this man anymore. And A.J. doesn't trust Jalen anymore to get me the ball so I can make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, I think a lot
Jalen
of
Jalen keeps the main thing the main thing. Whether I'm good or I'm bad, my position as a quarterback, whether I have a good game or a bad game, is try to get a W on the board to increase our chances of winning a championship. And that's all this man does, just like Tim Duncan did for the Spurs for 20 years, where he wasn't flashy. He did everything Popovich told him to do. And the man won championships in 50 games every year. There's nothing wrong with that. And Jalen Hurts is as close to what I've seen Tim Duncan do in sports. And we are completely bashing this guy. And it's absolutely uncalled
but
for.
They
so
are, Joe, they are.
Then we need to have his back as a sports fan base and media to say, hey, stop this cover-up. Your line's brutal. Your receiver doesn't complete routes, and he can't get.
So you're saying he's just a scapegoat. You're saying he's a scapegoat and has no part in any of this.
One foul. I don't think no. There's games that Jalen doesn't do well. Just like Matt Stafford got the win against the Seahawks this past Sunday.
But also Matt Stafford had 5 weeks where he was 20 touchdowns, no picks. Like yes, you could pick out a bad game for any quarterback.
And Josh Allen wet the bed against the Dolphins last week, but you brought up the game he had this week. See what I mean?
Because he's a better quarterback. Because he's a better
quarterback.
You
want to. The bottom line is Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in this franchise in a long time, and he's been to 2 championships, and he doesn't give games away.
Joe. But they have to score points. But, Joe, I want to score more points, Joe. Don't you?
We all do.
980.
But when you need to score points, how many points did they score against Washington last year in the championship game? 50-freaking-5. When you need to score points, he does. When you need a drive, he gets it. That's all you want. Jordan could be up in a game with the Bulls by only a point or two.
I can't. Time out. Joe, take his answer off air because he's got an answer. I can't do the Michael Jordan thing. Guys, I mean, I can't. I can't. You want to do the Allen Stafford contemporary quarterbacks? That's fine. We want to do contemporary quarterbacks? That's fine. I mean, that's fair. Even the Tim Duncan thing, I went along with it because, you know, Tim Duncan was Mr. Fundamental. I cannot do the Michael Jordan thing. I actually think it makes us sound stupid. Well, he's not. Michael Jordan is the greatest team sport athlete there ever has been.
984 miles to Orlando.
That's wonderful. I can't. The Jordan thing. I mean,
Here's the thing. He said a lot, and some of that I agree with. But he also said something that I'm curious because he said they had the worst corners in the game. Well, they had 2 guys. We didn't know who.
Backups. Rockison
and
Robertson.
It's kind of telling. You had enough time to throw the ball, and you still didn't get it done. So there's that. Because when you talk about comeback routes and quick slants and stuff like that, I don't know. I'm not a quarterback, but it feels like most of that would have been there because you're playing against guys who can't. They have been playing a whole lot.
Yeah, again,
we still struggle.
I appreciate not turning the ball over. I just feel like we've gotten too risk averse. All right, 215-592-9494.
Fast food, by the way, was Joe's answer.
Fast food's a good one. Joe, good phone call.
Right. You talk a lot, though.
I love Joe. All right, Ross Tucker at 12:30. Nick Sirianni will replay what he said this morning, especially about Jalen Hurts and frustration levels. The replay coming up of their interview next. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know what? We've been cooking up game day recipes all season long. Now it's time to take that Hatfield Recipe Essentials sweet Italian sausage to the Thanksgiving table. You can elevate your stuffing game with this savory side dish that steals the spotlight, or you can whip up a breakfast casserole. I love breakfast casserole, Joe. It's really, really good. And you can whip one up with this sweet Italian sausage that'll have you full all day long. Find recipes, sweet essential Italian sausages. I said that wrong. Find recipe essential sweet Italian sausages at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simply Hatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better port.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.